Fizo here. Saturday, September 23rd. Year of our Lord 2023. Hope everybody's living in health. Yeah, all that good jazz I normally say. I'm going to get straight to it. Yeah. Today's about leverage. And the miseducation of myself, by myself. Yeah, I can't blame nobody else for that. Yeah, when you have leverage, man, you gotta take advantage of it. Right, you know? Yay! I don't know, I don't think I did that. I'm looking back over my life, because I ain't gonna lie, my birthday next week, and I swear to God, every time I got a birthday that's upcoming, I reflect. I look backwards, you dig? I ain't gonna say pause on looking backwards, niggas, what you do with that look? Yeah. Shout out to Mace. Shout out to the Aces. Let's go. But yeah, I thank God for wise counsel. I thank God for good people that's been in my ear despite, like, this year. Yeah, I took a step backwards this year. I did. I can admit that. But here's my message. Understand the power of leverage. If you don't know what leverage is, it means you have something, or now sometimes it could be someone, but we're not gonna use that. Nah, you have a benefit that you can utilize to get a better or an upper hand in a negotiation, in a circumstance, in a situation. It's leverage. I suck at using my leverage. Oh my God, I think about it. Social media wise, nigga, you had a leverage, bruh. You was the first nigga with a podcast. Sorry, Joe Budden, I was. We can time date it if you want. Yeah, I ain't use that leverage. Nah, I was cool, but let them nigga do it too, yeah. Let them nigga do it too, yeah. And now I find myself playing catch up to some shit that I started doing before niggas was doing it. It's crazy. But I'm not going to bitch and moan or complain, no. I'm going to reestablish my leverage. Because obviously I'm better at doing it than you. There's no motherfucker that's better in 5 minutes cooking just off the top of his head over a topic than me. Other than Jesus, but shit. Love you, Christ, but come on now. Yeah. Fuck all that, respectfully. Nah, nigga. I need you to listen to wise counsel. Leverage what you do best and then do that, because you're better at it than anybody. People just don't hear you, they don't know you, but there is a reason why all through your life, opportunities you passed up, you should have pulled the trigger on, but you didn't want to do it because at the time you just had a baby, the other time you was too shy, the other time you didn't like the deal. Like, bro, all these opportunities keep passing you by because you keep saying no. And you keep getting more opportunities. What they, God putting the leverage in front of you, my boy. All you gotta do is take advantage of it. Yay! That's it. I know, I gotta be smart with it. Yes, I do. It ain't gonna be as easy as it was before. Cause when you the first person to do something, it's really easy. There's no competition. There's so much competition now. I'm not shying away from the competition. I like the contact. You niggas can't do what I do. I will come on your platform and embarrass you. For free. Yay! Respectfully. But nah, Fizo. I need you to get back to what made you Fizo. In countless threads, multiple Discord channels, IG you popping. Certain rooms, certain people don't like me. I did too much. Yeah, sometimes I do. I over-leverage. But at the end of the day, Fizo, the best attribute you got is yourself. Just don't do too much, but do enough. Because you were the smartest nigga I know. I'm biased, but I'm the smartest niggas that other people tell me they know. Come on now. Put it all together. Stop being afraid to win, nigga. That's always been your thing. You don't want to win. Quit being humble. Fuck the book. Fuck the borders. Fuck the lines. Time to get the money, my nigga. And we gonna do that. That's what I'm promising myself for my 41st birthday. Yeah! Libra season. Let's go. Bruh, by the time you 42, we gonna switch this whole thing up. But it's all dependent on you. It all goes off of you. And everybody that's been in your life has been telling you that, and they've been waiting on you. You keep saying, well, I got time. You running out of time, nigga. Do it now, this year, or don't do it at all. That's my leverage over you, nigga, because I can shut it down, my boy. I can easily stop doing this in case I get dementia shit. If you ain't going to do nothing with it, what's the point? I don't want to talk out loud to air and my cell phone while I'm watching the goddamn Clemson game. Like, bro, I don't want to do that. I went to the University of South Carolina in Columbia, not at all them goddamn other satellite campuses. No. Know your worth. But I need you to do something that's going to sound crazy, but it makes perfect sense. Worth your no. Monetize your goddamn knowledge, my boy. You've been waiting and bullshitting on it to do it. Been bullshitting on that shit for 20 years. Time to do it. Otherwise, what's the fucking point? Now I know why Dig got mad at me. You kidding me? I know why D-Tune got mad at me. Y'all, I got you. I got you, Haji. Yeah, let me finish this shit up. Leverage your worth. Not as advice for me, but for y'all. If you know you good at something, be good at that shit. Unapologetically, be that. Fizo, I'm out. Yay. Yeah. No, let me talk to Haji, though. Nigga, don't try to play me like that. Well, drink fancy water then, nigga. Yeah, we good. Yeah. No, we straight. Nah, pause that. Like, let me close this shit out. This nigga interrupted my goddamn podcast.